Good day, I'm John Sparks for Mike Powers, and this is KWIN News. A major development project at Macklemore Resort on Lookout Mountain is facing a temporary building moratorium and proposed fine from the Georgia Environmental Protection Division over wastewater treatment capacity issues. According to information released by Macklemore Sewer Incorporated, the Georgia EPD has issued a proposed consent order that includes a penalty of approximately $111,000 and a suspension of new development connections until the resort's wastewater treatment system achieves compliance and demonstrates adequate capacity. Officials with Macklemore Sewer say the issues stem from increased demand on a treatment facility that was originally designed to serve a much smaller community footprint. Growth with the resort, along with increased residential occupancy, has placed additional demands on the system. The sewer board says a phase one improvement project has already been completed and a larger phase two expansion received permitting approval in December of last year. Officials also note that funds spent on the expansion could be used to offset the proposed penalty. Despite the wastewater challenges, officials say the resort itself continues to perform well, with the hotel recently reporting full occupancy during a busy week. Major changes are coming to Tennessee's hemp and THC industry beginning July 1st, and some businesses say the impact could be significant. A Tennessee law that limits THC concentrations to no more than 0.3% on a dry weight basis has technically been in effect since January. However, many businesses operating under licenses issued before December 31st of last year have been allowed to continue operating under a temporary agreement. As those licenses begin to expire, businesses across Tennessee will be required to comply with the new regulations. Some Chattanooga area business owners say they expect to remove a large portion of their inventory and fear many hemp retailers could be forced to close. The Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission now oversees hemp regulation and says the new system is designed to ensure businesses are properly licensed and that products are tested for safety and legal compliance. Under the new rules, hemp-derived cannabinoid products can only be sold by licensed businesses serving customers 21 and older. Products will no longer be available in convenience stores or grocery stores. Jackson County, Alabama residents will soon begin receiving emergency notifications through a new alert system as the Jackson County Emergency Management Agency transitions from Code Red to CIRCOM Smart Alerts. According to Jackson County EMA Director Joshua Whitcomb, the new platform is designed to improve the delivery of emergency alerts, weather warnings, and other critical public safety information across the county. EMA officials say all existing subscriber information has already been transferred to the new system, making the transition seamless for current users. Residents are encouraged to log into the new notification portal to verify and update their contact information, customize alert preferences, add additional locations, and sign up for weather notifications. More information about the new system is available through the Jackson County Emergency Management Agency. And in Dade County, the city of Trenton is celebrating 41 years as a Tree City USA community, recognizing more than four decades of volunteerism, beautification, and environmental stewardship. Tree City volunteers are now working on two major projects, including a tree tour map highlighting trees planted throughout Trenton over the years, and plans for a new community garden that will be developed with the help of local volunteers and donated plants. Officials say community involvement has been the key to the program's success. For more information on Tree City of Trenton, its history, upcoming projects, and how you can get involved, visit discoverdade.com. And the Atlanta Braves are back in action tonight as they wrap up their three-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays. You can hear all the action right here live on KWIN. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 o'clock, followed by live play-by-play from the Braves Radio Network. Don't miss Braves baseball tonight as they take on the Jays in Game 3 of their series right here on KWIN, your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. That's your KWIN news update. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. For Mike Powers, I'm John Sparks.